The calendar isn't the only thing that changed today. January 1st is the traditional day for new state laws to take effect. And this year, there are more than 500 new statutes. They regulate the way you drive, how you get medication, and in Illinois, even what you can do to your tongue. NPR's Robert Smith has this rundown to help us all stay in line.
When the clock struck midnight last night in the state of Maine, revelers in bars and restaurants were legally obligated to put out their cigarettes. At 12:01, Maine became the fifth state to ban smoking in such places. Smokers apparently paid little attention. Mike Clements is the manager of Gritty McDuff's in Portland.
At that time, I think they started pulling ashtrays, but it was pretty tough to enforce when the crowd was the size that it was.
Luckily, no one there got any of the $100 fines spelled out in the new law. And this morning, Clements put up the no smoking signs, and so far he hasn't received any complaints.
No offense to the clientele, it's mostly just hungover people looking for a bite to eat on their day off and stuff, so I really couldn't say how it's going to affect us right now. The jury's still out.
Watching out for your health was a favorite pastime of state legislatures this year. In New Mexico, you'll find it tougher to find cigarette vending machines. In California, pharmacists now have to put a physical description of a drug on the label so you'll know if you got the right pill. Before you get in the car today, you'd better know that politicians are also looking out for your well-being on the road. In California, it is now illegal to watch television while driving. Officer Armando Clemente says it does happen.
It sounds kind of silly and common sense not to do that, but unfortunately here in California with the new equipment coming out, new gadgets that people buy and install in cars, that has become a problem.
Unfortunately, officers usually figure out that the person was watching TV after the car has been in an accident. If you're in a hurry in Illinois, this new law will help. No slow cars in the left lane. It's now for passing only. If you're in a hurry in Oregon, though, do not tailgate the fire truck. As of today, it's now illegal to fail to keep a safe distance from an emergency vehicle. And just in case, do not try and ship any radioactive waste through Montana without the proper permit. Yesterday, sure, but not as of January 1st. Another big topic for state legislatures this year was financial and medical privacy. In Maine and Utah and North Dakota, those store receipts can no longer print out your credit card number for all to see, only the last five digits. In California, new law says companies will no longer be able to use genetic information to determine the insurability of applicants. And Tina Friary of the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse says there's a growing concern among lawmakers to protect your Social Security numbers.
We have a new Social Security law in California now that will prevent printing Social Security numbers on ID cards or badges.
So now that some states have made your life safer, healthier, and more private, there are always a few laws that just can't be categorized. You've heard of impersonating a police officer? In New Hampshire, it is now illegal to impersonate someone running for political office on the telephone. And in Illinois, if you want to get your tongue cut down the middle so that it resembles a snake's forked tongue, you'll have to go to a licensed doctor or dentist, not the tattoo parlor down the street. Don't say we didn't warn you. Robert Smith, NPR News.